Welcome back, everyone. Sound of Vision Radio. Mike Etchart right here. Jim Belcher, digital imaging expert, across the way here. The other guy. What's your name? Howard Soroka. Technology pundit in studio as
Mary
well.
Mary Tyler Moore, live in studio.
There you go.
Should we wear name tags?
Please. Anything over one, I get confused. We are going to talk to our good friend David King. He is a CDM member working for King Systems LLC over in Denver. You on the line there, David?
I am. How are you doing?
We are fabulous. How about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
So when the CDA convention rolls to town, you just roll out of bed and you're right there.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for us to send all of our people and save some money on travel.
There you go. But do I now, it's the CDA convention is not in Denver this year. It's in Denver for the last year, and then it moves back to Indianapolis.
It's actually in Denver for this. This is its last year, and then it's going to Atlanta before
Atlanta.
It goes back to Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'd love coming to Denver. Denver is a great town.
It is a great town, and the weather changes every 5 minutes, so if it's not something you like, just give it a few, and it'll pass by.
It is so true.
And they have that famous omelet.
That's right.
That's true.
There you go.
The CEDIA show is also much more civilized than CES.
Oh, yes. I mean, we love the CEDIA show.
The Roman circus is more civilized than CES than anything.
That's right. Well, David, we're going to talk a little bit today about the challenges of going into doing some retrofitting, because I'm sure, especially, there's a lot of cool old houses out in Denver. And,
absolutely.
You know, what do you guys, it's not quite nearly as easy as going into a new construction with open walls where you can kind of run everything, is it?
No, it's not, absolutely not. But the opportunity is a lot larger than going into a new construction house, especially with the recent decline in the housing market.
Exactly. That obviously goes into consideration because people for the last few years have been sitting on a lot of equity, and a lot of people were either buying a new house or they were going out and using their home equity to spend all this money. So that must affect you guys considerably.
Right, absolutely it does. But the other thing it does is that instead of deciding I'm going to go out and build a new house this year, maybe because of the housing market or the mortgage rates, maybe I decide to stay put and just remodel what I currently have. And that, of course, brings more opportunity for us in the retrofit market.
And that would be me in those cases, absolutely. What are some of the challenges of going into an older house?
Well, the first challenge is that you have to know what you're working with. Understanding the type of construction that's in the house, how it's built, the finished materials, the paths to get wire there. In our market we have basements, so if it's an unfinished basement, that's an easy thing. So the biggest challenge, I think, is understanding the way that the house was built.
Absolutely. And I got to think that in any old house, one of the first things that has to be done is the electrical system must be upgraded.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's going on in the manufacturer side of our business is a lot of people are making products that make retrofitting to the existing electrical system easier. But, you know, the most important thing that you can do is plan appropriately, which means you have to understand what's the electrical, how's it built, and then, you know, add your resources to that so that you can go in and have a successful installation.
And I got to assume there must be a sensitivity in terms of preserving the essence of that old house. I mean, people that have old houses generally don't want to make them look like new houses. So you must have to really go in and kind of be aware and keeping with the construction, the existing construction.
Right, absolutely. Well, there's two types of retrofit installations. One is a customer may come to us and say, I want to get a flat panel TV. I've never had one before. I want to get it mounted on the wall, and that's simple because it just involves your scope of work. And that could mean you have to route wires or do electrical work or do some of these other things. But then there's the other type of customer who's actually doing a remodel in their house, so they have a contractor involved. They are going to be tearing down some things. And in either case, you want to work with the existing aesthetics of the home and choose the right electronics that are going to help match that.
Yeah, you bet. And I got to think, you know, it's such a challenge when you're working with like stucco walls or plaster walls, and you know, you just breathe on it wrong, and suddenly the entire wall is cracked.
Right, absolutely. Or you over tighten something.
Yes.
Or you put a TV on a wall that's not structurally built for it. I mean, what if your customer is buying a 65-inch or you know, help us all, they buy the new 103 or you know, huge plasma, and you put it on the wall, and the wall is not structurally built for it. That could be a big problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, listen, hold that thought, David. We were speaking with David King from King Systems and a CDM member talking about the nightmares or the challenges, not nightmares, of retrofitting into old homes and what they have to do. So hang with us, folks. Centervision Radio, more after these words.
Covered, you boys and girls, London's calling, that's WrestleMania is bitten the dust.
Welcome back, everyone. Soundavision Radio, Howard Soroka.
I'm thinking of the name of the song. It's Average White Band. I'll get it. Okay, give me a minute. I'll get it. You carry on with the show, and I'll blurt out the name of the song.
Jim Belcher, Howard Soroka, and myself, Mike Etchart, in studio.
Schoolboy Crush.
That's it. Yeah. Of course, we're lucky we get that in our ears. When you stumble, Kenny knows. He comes in on your headphones and says,
I would have gotten it, you know.
You Nimrod.
Like the quiz show scandals of the 50s.
That's right.
Or any speech by George Bush.
By the way, make sure you pick up the new edition of Soundavision Magazine. It is on newsstands right now. It's the new Gear special. And celebrating 50 years of continuous publication this year, by the way, which is fantastic. Been in continuous publication since 1958.
Wow. You'd think the presses would wear out after all.
You would think so. Absolutely. On the line, we've got David King. He is from King Systems, LLC, in beautiful Denver. He is a CDM member. We are talking about retrofitting in older homes. And, David, let me ask you, in terms of the prices for going into an existing home or new construction, I'm assuming it's more. Is that correct, to retrofit into an older home?
Yes, it can be, and the assumption with most people is that it's going to be more. And I would say you should probably plan on about 25%, as much as 25% increase over what you could spend on a new construction home or doing this type of an installation in a new construction home.
That's not bad, actually, because you know everything. I mean, you as I do, Howard, you appreciate older homes, and Jim lives in a really cool old craftsman thing. So
I appreciate older homes much more now that I live in a newer home.
but you're going through an entire remodel of your house.
The curse of the slab foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to put that wire?
You appreciate them until you have to actually do work on them.
Yes, it's tough. It is tough. Hey, what's been your most challenging job in terms of an older house, David?
Wow, we have an older house in Boulder that's probably about 25 years old. And some of the walls are plaster, some of them are drywall because it's been modified over time. It's got a coffered ceiling with, you know, very, very shallow trusses between the two floors. And so, you know, there's not a lot of access in the house, and we've had to come in and completely remove out a lot of the drywall and the plaster and most of these ceiling panels. And fortunately for us, one of the best things that we've done in that is that we've teamed up with a local contractor and a drywall company, and we can feel confident about coming into the house and taking out those panels or taking out that drywall because we know we have somebody behind us that's an expert in making it look like we never did those things.
That's nice. I need a person like that following me around whenever I'm working in my house because I turn around and it's like, whoa, who did that? Oh, I did that. That's right.
And I think that's the biggest thing that you can do, Mike, is that you have to learn about how to do these things because as our customers hire us because we're experts in this field, and if you don't team up with somebody like I was talking about in a contractor, you need to know how to do basic drywall repair or repair stucco or do any type of color matching and be able to do those things so you don't finish your job and then say, oh, okay, by the way, you need to bring someone else in to fix my mess.
Yeah, and that's why I just go to Cedia.org and type in my zip code and get a Cedia member out there who knows what the heck they're doing because, you know, it's even hanging a plasma TV, it's easy to mess it up, isn't it, David?
It is easy to mess it up, and I can't tell you how many installations I've seen where somebody went out and bought a flat panel TV because they want to be with the new and they want to have something thin on the wall, and you go in and you see the power cord and the other cord is just draped down the wall.
Oh.
To some sort of a stand, and it's actually pretty sad because it's pretty easy from that standpoint, if you have the right contractor in place, to hide those wires and make it look aesthetically pleasing.
Well, yeah, the rush to get it up the day you buy it is, you know, you need to resist that temptation to just get it up and
think about the aesthetics.
Think about the aesthetics, especially if you're married and you know you've got the wife acceptance factor to worry about. And David, how many calls do you guys get of people that have tried it themselves and then come back around and say, oh, I need some real help here?
Probably a couple times a month, and what we find is that we'll come out to the house and they'll have removed the television that they tried to put in themselves. And you can
they
see
were embarrassed.
You can see the remnants of their effort there, because most people are very shy about what they don't know.
Right.
And they don't want you to know that they're not an expert in hanging a plasma TV, which is fine, because that's what our job is.
Oh, amazing. Well, listen, we need to let you go, David. Give us, if folks are in the Denver area and want to reach out to you, what's your website address?
It's www.kingsystemsllc.com.
KingSystemsLLC.com. And, of course, you are CEDIA trained, and it's so important. And make sure you always go to CEDIA.org, CEDIA.org. Type in your zip code, and great, it gives you a list of CEDIA-trained cats like David. And David, that's not an insignificant thing, is it? You spent a lot of time being trained by the folks at CEDIA.
Right. We spend a lot of time and a lot of money to get our people educated. It's not a free organization, and it's not a free training effort. So when you invest in your people, you do it because you want to be able to provide the right service to your customer, and you want to be the most intelligent person doing it.
Fantastic.
I'd like to add on top of that website, we have a 5,000-square-foot showroom in Lakewood, Colorado, where people can come and see the technologies that you publish most of the time in your magazine and that you talk about on this show. And we'd be glad to sit down and educate them before they go out and buy a plasma television, or they can do that from us. So we're also a resource center for our customers where they can come and learn about these technologies and what's the best way to do it, so they're not trying to slam it at the last minute.
Perfect. Well, David, thanks for joining us. David King from King Systems out of Denver. Folks, hang with us at Sound of Vision Radio. We will be back after these words.